Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Well, on Science Fantastic, in this hour, we're going to do something different. Usually we take listener phone calls, or we have a guest, some preeminent scientist, talking about their path-breaking work. However, what about the people who send me emails? In fact, some of you are a little bit resentful. They resent the fact that those people who are brash enough to record a comment or question, they get on radio, they get their questions answered. But what about people who are too shy? Or some people who are simply too busy? They just want to dash off an email and have it answered on the air. Well, this is your hour, because we're going to answer a lot of those questions. In the previous hour, we talked about space. We talked about aliens, UFOs. We talked about going to the stars. However, in this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about inner space. That is medicine, cancer, the aging process, immortality, DNA. So we're going to say a few things about inner space as well as outer space in this hour. And also, if you want to know more about my work, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, I have 3 million fans. On Twitter, I have 600,000 fans. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.com. And check out my latest book. My latest book, The Future of Humanity, hit the New York Times bestseller list. It's about the second golden age of space exploration. The first golden age took us to the moon, and then we forgot about outer space. We lost interest. But now we have billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos of Amazon pouring in their private fortune to create a new generation of rocket ships that'll take tourists and astronauts into outer space, to the moon, maybe even Mars and beyond. So find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. Also, my previous books include The Future of the Mind, where I talk about the future of the Internet. And the Internet of the future will simply think and have things come true. You'll simply think and send emails. You'll send memories, sensations, feelings on the Internet, and you'll do it mentally, just like being in a science fiction movie. It's sort of like living in the world of Harry Potter, where you can simply mentally think of something, and it comes true. And then in my book, Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future, where we might have time machines. We might have ray guns. We might have interstellar starships and invisibility shields and all sorts of devices that you see on Star Trek. And then in Physics of the Future, I talk about daily life. What will it be like 50 to 100 years into the future? What will a computer look like? What will a robot look like? How will we interact with technology in the future? So these are my four New York Times bestsellers. Go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Okay, well, I have a pile of emails that have been collecting dust. So let's take a few of them one by one. First of all, cancer. Cancer is the second leading cause of death here in the United States. But why can't we cure cancer? I mean, after all, we've been to the moon, We conquer many diseases. Why can't we conquer cancer? Well, first of all, you have to realize what is cancer. Cancer can be caused by things like radiation, by harsh chemicals, by random mutations. All sorts of things can cause cancer. So what is cancer anyway? Well, we now know what cancer is. That doesn't mean we can cure cancer, but we know what cancer is. Cancer is damaged genes. Genes which control the reproductive process of a cell go berserk. They're mutated. They're destroyed. These genes, a handful of them, control the way in which cells divide. Because the cell has lost control of this process, it just keeps on multiplying and multiplying. And cancer cells are immortal. That's right. They are immortal. That's what kills you. They are immortal. They just keep growing without end until they form a tumor. And the tumor then chokes off your blood supply. The tumor then chokes off many of your bodily functions, and then you die. That's why you die of cancer, because cancer cells are immortal. So why can't we simply cure cancer? Well, we now realize that precisely because cancer is a genetic disease, a disease of our genes, broken genes, it means that there's more than one type of cancer. In fact, there are thousands of different types of cancer. The Human Genome Project was relatively simple, sequencing the genes of a human being. The Cancer Genome Project is endless. You're talking about an encyclopedia of all possible breaks, all possible mutations in our DNA, which make cells divide forever. And many things can do this. A virus can do it. Chemicals can do it. Radiation can do it. Many things can cause cancer cells to go haywire. Even bad luck. Just random mutations can cause cells to simply replicate beyond control. And so you realize how difficult it is to cure all forms of cancer. Now, ask yourself a simpler question. Why don't we cure the common cold? I mean, think about it. There's a multi-billion-dollar industry out there which cannot cure the common cold, only gives you relief from the symptoms of the common cold. So why don't we cure the common cold? Because there are over 300 varieties of rhinovirus which can cause the cold, meaning that it's simply not economically a viable decision to try to cure all 300 forms of the rhinovirus. That's why we don't cure the common cold. Can we do it? Well, in principle, yes. In practice, it simply costs too much money. Now, for cancer, it's even worse. Not just 300 different kinds of common colds, but there are thousands, literally thousands of different kinds of cancer. And so to find one cure for all cancer is a very daunting process. Now, there are cures, so-called cures, which are being looked at now beyond simple surgery or radiation or chemotherapy. In other words, in the future, we'll no longer have to cut, splice, dice, or poison cancer cells. We'll be able to use our own immune system or use genetic engineering to attack cancer cells. There's something called immunotherapy, for example, where we take cells out of our body, the T cells, the cells that invigorate our immune system. Then we strengthen them. We modify them. We strengthen them after we take them out of the body. And then we reinsert. We reinsert these energized and modified T cells back into the bloodstream where they can now recognize cancer. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that, we're going to continue our discussion of science, fantastic, and inner space. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And in this hour, we're going to answer your questions that you send me by email. So on Science Fantastic, usually we take listener phone calls, but some people feel uncomfortable having their voice heard on national radio, and they would rather anonymously send me an email. So today I'm going to answer a lot of your emails all at once. For example, questions about aging. Is it possible to become immortal? Can we live forever? What about cancer? What about new forms of medicine that we haven't even thought about yet? What about DNA and all the ruckus that occurs when DNA solves a mystery or solves a crime? Well, let's get back to cancer. As we said before, we know what cancer is. Cancer is caused by a combination of roughly four major genes that go haywire. These genes control the reproductive process of cells. Many things can trigger this process: a random mutation, radiation, poisons. But once the cell loses its ability to reproduce, it simply lives forever, reproducing itself until it forms a tumor. And the tumor eventually kills you. In fact, that's why we die. Now, why do we simply cure cancer? Because cancer is not just one disease. It's potentially thousands of diseases because there are thousands of ways in which these roughly four major genes can be disrupted. So it's a very difficult process to cure cancer. Personally, I think we may eventually simply live with cancer, but cancer won't be the dreaded disease anymore. Think of the common cold. We simply tolerate the common cold. We live with it. We don't cure it because it's simply too expensive. And cancer may go the same way. In other words, we may not have one bullet, one silver bullet that cures all cancers. However, we will be able to cure many forms of cancers, and the rest are going to be harmless. And so they're not going to be the dreaded killer of today. So in other words, believe it or not, we may simply live with cancer, just like we live with the common cold. Then the next question I get from your emails is, well, what about the aging process? Can we really live forever? Well, you have to ask yourself a simple question. What determines the lifespan of animals and plants? It is basically genetic. Genes control how long an organism lives. For example, mice may live on average roughly 2 years or so, and it's been programmed into their genes. Butterflies that you see may actually live only a few days to a few weeks before they die. But the Greenland shark can live to be over 400 years of age. Think about that. This is perhaps the longest-lived vertebrate on the planet Earth. How do we know that? Well, it turns out that these Greenland sharks add another layer to their eyeball every year, like tree rings. Simply by counting the rings in the eye of a Greenland shark, bingo, you can then calculate how old they are, and they are extremely old. As I mentioned before, 400 to 500 years of age. And so, obviously, aging is genetically related. So, what is it, and what can we do about it? First of all, the search for the fountain of youth is perhaps one of the oldest searches in all of human history. One of the earliest of all tales written down by the ancients is the Tale of Gilgamesh. In fact, you see many strains and stories in the Tale of Gilgamesh winding up in the Bible. That's how old this tale is, the oldest tale of all, the Tales of Gilgamesh. And he has a number of exploits, but what is his ultimate goal? His ultimate goal is immortality, to live forever, to find the fountain of youth. And if you think about it, that's also at the heart of the Bible. If you take a look at Genesis, the question is, why were Adam and Eve expelled from the Garden of Eden? Well, you may say to yourself, well, maybe it was sex or some kind of crime that allowed them to be kicked out of the Garden of Eden. No, it was eating of the apple. But the apple of what? The apple of sin? The apple of debauchery and sex? No, the apple of knowledge. The apple of science. And then it turns out that the punishment for Eve was pain in childbirth. But think about that for a moment. Maybe there's some truth to that ancient tale. Because why do women have pain in childbirth? They have pain in childbirth because the birth canal is of a certain size. And as a consequence, it means that women have pain in childbirth as a penalty for our walking upright. So our walking upright was one of the main reasons why we became Homo sapiens, why we became thinking people. Being upright freed up our hands so that we can use tools and then change the world. But walking upright has a price, and that is a finite size of the birth canal. And so in some weird sense, perhaps the Bible tale has some truth in it, that the punishment for knowledge was pain in childbirth. And of course, the size of the brain is got larger and larger over the last few hundred thousand years to the point where it caused pain in childbirth. So maybe there's some truth to the biblical tale. Well, the search for the fountain of youth has been with us for centuries. Take a look at the state of Florida. Why did the Europeans discover Florida? Because Ponce de Leon was searching for the Garden of Youth. He didn't find the Fountain of Youth. However, he did find Florida instead. And also in Asia, we have a legend which may have some truth to it. And that is, in Asia, in the year 200 BC, the great Emperor Qin unified China for the first time. So all of China was finally unified by Emperor Qin. But even though he ruled the world of the Chinese, there was one thing he could not control, and that is the wrinkles on his face. He was getting old. He was getting feeble. And so, when he became much older, he assembled his princes and his admirals and sent them out on a job. Find the Fountain of Youth, or don't come back. That was the deal that he laid out to his princes and his admirals. Find the Fountain of Youth or don't come back. Well, obviously they did not find the Fountain of Youth and they didn't come back. But what did they do instead? According to the tale, they founded Korea and Japan. And if you take a look at Japanese history, by golly, around 200 BC is when Japanese culture suddenly explodes. It's Chinese culture that suddenly exploded in Japan in 200 BC. So maybe there's truth to that tale as well, that the search for the Fountain of Youth created Korea and Japan. Well, how do we look at it from a modern-day point of view? There's a whole industry around trying to live forever. Much of it fake, however, some of it with a grain of truth. There's several avenues being pursued. One avenue is telomerase. Let me explain. There is a clock in all of our cells. This biological clock says, time to die. When a skin cell divides about 60 times, it goes into senescence. It stops dividing and eventually dies. In fact, that's one reason why we die. But it turns out you can stop the clock. There's something called telomerase, which stops the clock aging in our cells. And so they divide not 60 times, but they divide forever. And this has given us a new word to the English language, to immortalize. That verb did not exist in the English language until recently. But with the coming of telomerase, we can now actually immortalize skin cells, your skin cells, so they divide an infinite amount of time. In fact, I've even interviewed one of the scientists who did this. And they say, well, yeah, we can immortalize cells. Now, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, because otherwise everyone would be living forever. The catch is cancer cells also use telomerase. It is that potent that telomerase can stop the clock, but also make possible cancer, which, of course, kills you because cancer cells are immortal. Well, let's take another short commercial break, and afterwards, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no more migrants under a bridge across the border into Mexico at Del Rio, Texas.
Approximately 12,400 individuals will have their cases heard by an immigration judge to make a determination on whether they will be removed or permitted to remain in the United States.
President Biden says people 65 and older are eligible for a booster shot. Also, people 50 to 64 with certain health conditions. He says too many people are still not getting the vaccine.
We still have over 70 million Americans who have failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against COVID-19. This is totally unacceptable.
This is USA Radio News. The search for a missing Florida man continues after his girlfriend turns up dead in a national park, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are continuing to search Florida's swampland looking for Brian Laundrie, the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Northport Police Commander Joe Fusel says they're covering just about every area of a vast wildlife preserve that they can.
We're looking through wooded areas. We're looking through bodies of water. We're looking through swampy areas. And we're deploying the resources to be able to do that. We have air units. We have drones. We have the swamp buggies, air boats.
Laundrie remains unaccounted for, and an arrest warrant has been issued after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Gabby Petito's death. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we're profiling some of the most amazing developments in science, and we are answering your phone calls and your emails. So usually we take listener phone calls in this hour. This time I'm going to answer some of the emails that you send me over the internet. So, one consistent question that I get is immortality. What does science say about the aging process? Why do we get old? Why do we die? And then the question is it possible to live forever with a new fountain of youth? Well, it turns out that a new field is being born, biogerontology. We are now beginning to understand the biology of the aging process. Realize that 10, 15 years ago, we didn't even know what aging was. Well, you just got old, right? But how? I mean, what was the mechanism by which we got old? Well, we now know the answer, sort of. Aging is the accumulation of error. Error in our DNA, error in our cells. It's information loss, which is the basis of the aging process. When cells begin to accumulate error in their DNA, they become sluggish. They don't move so fast. They're not as resilient as they are before. And when you multiply that by billions, then you get tissues. Tissues that are sunken, that are weathery, that are weathered, that are leathery looking, that are not as supple and as resilient as they used to be, and that is the aging process. And then when that affects one of our vital organs, that's why we die. And so then the question is, what can we do about it? Well, there's several avenues being looked at right now. One of them is telomerase. It's an enzyme that stops the clock. You can actually immortalize skin cells by having a petri dish of skin cells, applying telomerase on them, and they keep on dividing forever. There's a haplic limit, 60 reproductions, and then you go into senescence and eventually die. These cells are immortal. Now, what's the catch? The catch is that cancer cells also use telomerase to immortalize themselves. And so we have to be very careful. This technology is powerful, so powerful that if misused, it kills you. And so that's why we have to be very careful using this technology. But telomerase was such a great discovery, it won the Nobel Prize. The Nobel Prize for the scientists who worked out telomerase. Another avenue being looked at is caloric restriction and sirtuin genes. It turns out that there is one method, and just one, of reliably lengthening the lifespan of every organism studied so far, and that is caloric restriction. It actually works, believe it or not, works every time. You take any animal, from amoeba to worms, to spiders, insects, to mice, rabbits, dogs, cats, and now primates. You feed them 30% less, and they live 30% longer. Well, that's right. This actually works. Now, what's the catch? The catch is that, well, yeah, you can take an animal, like a dog, feed them 30% less, and these dogs live 30% longer. But they get sluggish. Their body temperature starts to cool down a bit. They lose interest in sex. They're simply like a lump of protoplasm. They're not very interesting. Now, who wants to live like that? Humans have not been tested systematically. There are many people who on their own do this. Many scientists on their own want to live longer, and so they restrict the number of calories they eat. But let's take another short commercial break, and we'll talk about the genetics of the aging process. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Give us a call, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're answering your emails. Emails that I get that are going to be answered right now on Science Fantastic. Also, you can get on the air to ask that question verbally. That's right. Go to my website or simply give us a call at the hotline number, and you may be able to get on Science Fantastic by calling 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we talked about one and only one mechanism which reliably lengthens the lifespan of any animal we've tested, from worms all the way up to primates. Not humans yet, because we bellyache too much. It's too difficult to experiment on human beings. But it works for dogs, cats, mice, spiders, all the way up to primates now. You feed them 30% less, and they live 30% longer. Now, there's a gene that seems to be responsible for this. Animals in the wild usually are starving to death. That's right. We think of animals being carefree, but for the most part, they're constantly looking for food sources. And, well, given the fact that they are in a state of semi-starvation, they have to make a decision. Animals can either reproduce, that is, use their energy toward getting pregnant and reproducing, or riding out the famine. That is, going through a state of semi-hibernation, riding out the famine to live another day. So we think that's what this gene does. This gene is a switch. It switches from either going into reproductive mode, having babies, or saving your energy to live for another day. And there's a gene that controls that process called the sirtuin genes. There's an enzyme called resveratrol associated with that, and that has caused a stampede. Yes, there are many food faddists out there who think that they can live longer by eating lots of resveratrol and sirtuin genes. Well, not so fast. First of all, yeah, it does appear as if there is a testable link between oxidation, which is governed by the sirtuin genes and resveratrol, and the aging process. But is that the fountain of youth? I tend to doubt it. First of all, we've not even experimented on humans yet. Humans live too long, we bellyache too much, and we sue you if they hurt us. And as a consequence, doctors are very hesitant to do long-term studies on humans. So my personal point of view is, we do not yet have a fountain of youth. However, I think our grandkids may have the option of reaching the age of 30 and just stopping. That is, they may enjoy being 30 years of age for many decades to come. So it can't be ruled out, the fact that we might be able to live forever. Now, you may say to yourself, when you go to the drugstore, there are all these ads saying, take 10 years off your face, find eternal youth, all these advertisements. And you may say to yourself, well, obviously they're fake, but how can they get away with it? Well, there's a loophole in our advertising industry. It turns out that if a chemical does not penetrate the skin, then of course it doesn't do anything. But you cannot make statements about it precisely because it doesn't do anything, because it's probably harmless. So these potions that you buy at the drugstore, which promise to take years off your face, are actually allowed to make these outrageous claims because they don't penetrate the skin. Because they don't penetrate the skin, chances are they don't work. So here's the irony. The irony is that the cosmetics industry is legally allowed to make all these outrageous claims about being young, once again, precisely because their medicines don't work. That's the irony. Now, however, of all the ingredients, there is one which actually does seem to work to a degree, and that is moisturizers. That's right. Moisturizers seal in moisture, giving you the illusion that you suddenly become younger, and it actually works. But it's an illusion. It doesn't work for long. So I think in the future, we may literally live longer because the genes can be modified to live longer. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're not going to take your listener phone calls, but we are going to answer the emails that I get. Emails about the space program, UFO, aliens and out of space, cancer research, the aging process. These are some of the questions that I get in my email, and we're going to try to answer many of them today. So we're not going to talk about outer space so much. We're going to talk about inner space. What is inside our body? And we talked about, well, the possibility of living forever. We cannot do it yet, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if our grandkids have the option of hitting 30 and then simply stopping the aging process. Yes, that is a distinct possibility. Well, here's another email that I get. And that email asked the question, DNA research, are there any surprises? Are there any discoveries which surprise me as we begin to figure out what's inside our cells of our own body? Yeah, there's several surprises. One surprise concerns Genghis Khan. When you look at ancient history, you realize that there's one individual of ancient history who actually changed the course of modern civilization. His effects can be seen even today, and that is Genghis Khan, the ruler of the Mongols, able to create an empire technically bigger than the Roman Empire. I mean, think about that for a moment. One man armed with a tribe of warriors that were able to fire from a moving horse, were able to burn down Baghdad, raise entire cities, blunt the rise of the Islamic Empire, and change the direction of human history. Well, anything that momentous must have had an impact in our DNA. And the answer is yes. It turns out that when you are born, half your genes come from your father, half your genes come from your mother, except for two genes. First of all, the Y chromosome comes from the father. And so it is not mixed with the mother. And so you are, in some sense, carriers of a gene exactly the same as your parents' gene, the Y chromosome if you are a boy. For women, it's the mitochondrial genes. So the mitochondrial genes are passed down uninterrupted from woman to woman to woman, while the Y chromosome's genes are transmitted from male to male to male. Well, when you go to Mongolia and you take a look at the Y chromosome of the Mongolian people, instead of finding the usual randomness, you're shocked to find that a huge number of these Y chromosomes are the same. The same. Which means that there must have been a common ancestor centuries earlier, which, well, in some sense, cooked the books, in some sense, populated that Y chromosome to most of his people. And who's the father of the Mongolians? Well, Genghis Khan. And if you read stories about Genghis Khan, you realize that every time he conquered another civilization, he would inherit the harem. And he had a huge harem. And the harem had children, and his children had the same propensity to create harems of their own. And maybe that's why he was literally the father of his own country. This effect, the fact that populations change rapidly, as you look at the Y chromosome and the mitochondrial chromosome, shows that there could be a very dark episode in the history of the human race. That when one population displaces another population, it is the male gene which proliferates, and the male gene of the original population is eclipsed and vanishes, genetically speaking. And so we find this, by the way, repeatedly throughout human history. And it's all documented in the book, How We Got Here and Who We Are by Dr. David Reich. That was a surprise. Another surprise is as follows. When I was a kid, we learned that our ancestors were cavemen, maybe the Neanderthal. And as you go back in history, there was a line, a straight line that went from our earliest ancestors, the primates, to the cavemen and women, to us. Now we realize that's not true. It turns out it's more like a tree with many, many branches coexisting with other branches. We coexisted with the Neanderthals. The Neanderthals are not our ancestors. We coexisted with them. But is that all? If you look at Lord of the Rings, in that novel, humans coexist with dwarfs, elves, orcs, many kinds of human-like creatures. We coexist with them. That was once considered a fairy tale. Now we realize it's in some sense true. Because we have the Denisovans, they are a forgotten race of individuals of which we have no fossils except tiny little bits of DNA and finger bones by which we know that they exist. So our science is so good now that we can even take tiny finger bones of ancient fossils, take out the DNA, and identify races of humans which coexisted with our ancestors, the Denisovans. Amazing. Just like living in the Lord of the Rings, where humans coexist with orcs and dwarfs and different kinds of human species. All of it from our DNA. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing world of science and technology. So, be part of the fun. Be part of the fun, and you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And just remember, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Good day for Science Fantastic.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.